T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have hoarder tendencies.
Oh, I am well aware.
And it's not like keeping old newspapers or stacking weird trash. It's my inability to part with anything that I feel like is going to have a use one day. And so I had a person reach out to me on social media and they said, I need to know where you got your choker necklace from. And I thought they meant the rainbow one I wore. So I sent a link and I was like, watch it because it goes on clearance, blah, 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 blah. And they were like, no, the black one you wear. And that's when I had to get awkward and explain the fact that it was actually my high school prom jewelry from 2006.
What's wrong with that, though? I mean, like, that's got to be something sentimental to you.
No. It's just a necklace that seems to work well with every outfit. And I rediscovered it in my belongings, I don't know, like a year and a half ago. And now I just put it on every day out of habit. It's like wedding ring and necklace.
Is it expensive or like valuable?
No.
Oh.
No. It came from like the equivalent of a pennies for $15. It's just this beaded black necklace that somehow matched the dress I had. Like, I've never been fancy. But then I was like trying to explain, like, so I got this for prom when I don't think they have it anymore. Instead of just being like, man, I don't remember. Like, I could have avoided the awkwardness, but I felt like I had to over explain myself. And then the next thing you know, I'm just spiraling.
If there's anybody that excels at awkwardness, though, it's definitely you.
Yeah, it's my superpower. But like, I have so much stuff that when I stop and think about it, it's just ancient. Like, I have clothing and fashion is cyclical, and there's stuff that I'll get compliments on. Like, I was at one of the Chuck's grocery stores, and this one, she was a teenager, told me she liked my shirt because it looked early 2000s. And that's when I awkwardly told her that's because it is early 2000s. It's just been in my closet that long.
See, I don't think that's you being a hoarder. I think that's you being a forward thinker, knowing that this fashion is going to come back one of these days.
The problem is I have 3 closets and tubs of just things, of just my precious items. But I know I'm not the only person who's rolling with some random old stuff in their house. What do you have that, you know, is old, but you still use on the regular?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's stuff that I have that I use on the regular. For instance, like, I have a immigration certificate from Ellis Island from my great-grandfather that is by far the oldest thing that I have in my person or being.
Yeah, and that's straight up legit. Like, that's really cool that you've held on to that, and that's a family heirloom. And honestly, for you, it's probably best you don't use your old stuff because you'd be wearing nothing but Ed Hardy. So... You already smell like Axe, so there's only so much we can do to get you to 2022. What's the oldest thing you own, whether you use it or not? 503-914-2899. That's our new number, 503-914-BUZZ.
I own a little Tykes bus from like 1990. My kids still play with it.
That's pretty awesome. What made you want to hold on to it? Or is it just one of those things you could never get rid of?
I don't know. I played with it up until I was like 9 or 10. And then I was like, I moved out and my parents decided, hey, we're going to hold on to it. Give it to you when you have kids. And I didn't know they held on to it. And when I had my first kid, they're like, here's your bus.
That's so fabulous because it's almost like seeing an old friend you haven't seen in years. I know that it's a toy, but then you have the moment of you're like, oh, I need to share this now. How old are your kids?
My son is 6 and my daughter is 3.
And I bet you they love that bus. I have something kind of similar where my son Theo, he has all of my childhood books. I saved them in a box, which how creepy was that for my husband Boo Bear when we were dating? We had gone to my mom's house and I just brought this whole tub of books. We were not even engaged, married or anything. And he asked why I saved them. And I said, one day we're going to have kids, or I'm going to have kids and they're going to have these books. And I had a moment where Theo wrote his name underneath my name in the book. And it just, it melted my heart. Those Berenstain Bears, I mean, they still slap all these years later. What's the oldest thing you own?
I have one of those old typewriters, the ones that were black with the little round keys.
You always see them like at antique stores just on display. They're never for sale. They're always just on a desk to make it look older.
Yeah.
Are you still putting two spaces after a period?
Yeah, actually, I do.
So do I. That's okay. That's how we were taught.
Even in my text messages.
Every time I send an email or a text message, I go back and erase the extra space because I want people to think I'm young and hip.
I don't know if you could ever be considered young and hip.
How dare you? I'm like a whole decade younger than you.
Whatever.
How dare you? I am. We put it on Facebook. 105 won the buzz. And Kevin says he's not actively using them, but his teeth. And I was like, your teeth, like your teeth in your mouth? And the answer is no. He's saved all of his baby teeth and still has them. Oh. So there's always got to be that one. 503-914-2899.
I own an antique jar opener that belonged to my great godmother.
Wow, that's very cool. Is it something that's been passed down generation to generation?
Yeah, and it belongs to my mom, and she has since passed away. And I told her that the jar opener was going to be mine one day. And so whenever I use it, I always say, love you, Mom.
That's a really sweet memory, so that every time you use it, you can think about, you know, the people of your past.
Family heirlooms are very special in that way. Yeah, for sure.
And when I'm alone, I find myself talking to people that have passed still. You know what I mean? If I see something that was theirs, I'll be like, how you doing?
I think we all do that a little bit. Yeah.
What's the oldest thing you own? Bonus points if you still use it. A lady complimented me on my necklace over the weekend and asked where I got it. And then I went into this whole awkward story about how it was actually my high school prom jewelry from 2006. And the store had gone out of business. But I still tried to be helpful in the best way I could. And she slowly backed away, but we put it on our Facebook. 105 won the buzz, and Paulette said her grandma's crucifix. I also have this, but it's a little different. So whenever anybody in my family passes, nobody ever takes the statues of Mary or the praying hands. And so if you come to my house, it's almost like one of those highlights magazines from the 90s. If you look in every room, there is something Catholic stashed somewhere in my house. And I'm not even Catholic. So you'll just see like a Mary statue above the fridge, praying hands in the bathroom. And you're like, what is happening?
You know, I am Catholic and haven't been to church in a while. Maybe I'll just swing by your house, say a couple prayers and bounce.
I mean, every door's got something by it letting you know. Like in the morning, 105 won the buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.